And the implications of this, there are many, but one I just want to point out, is that there must be amazing feedback loops. It's not, of course, my son is learning from his linguistic environment, but the environment is learning from him. That environment, people, are in these tight feedback loops and creating a kind of scaffolding that has not been noticed until now. But that's looking at the speech context. What about the visual context? We're now looking at, think of this as a dollhouse cutaway of our house. We've taken those circular fisheye lens cameras, and we've done some optical correction, and then we can bring it into three-dimensional life. So welcome to my home. This is a moment, one moment captured across multiple cameras. The reason we did this is to create the ultimate memory machine, where you can go back and interactively fly around and then breathe video life into this system. What I'm going to do is give you an accelerated view of 30 minutes, again, of just life in the living room. That's me and my son on the floor, and there's video analytics that are tracking our movements. My son is leaving red ink, I'm leaving green ink. We're now on the couch looking out through the window at cars passing by, and finally my son playing in a walking toy by himself. Now we freeze the action, 30 minutes. We turn time into the vertical axis, and we open up for a view of these interaction traces we've just left behind.